Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And sports! No Fred Fowler. He's super busy today. Fred is taking today off to close on his new house, which it's understandable. You got to do that. What's weird is Fred's also taking Thursday off for, according to Jong, one last thing with the house. I've bought three houses in my life.
Uh-huh.
And closing is like the end. I've never gone to the closing and signed all the paperwork and like you write the check and then they give you the keys and then they're like, we'll see you 2 days from now. No, that's never happened. I think he's making something up.
Well, he said he's gonna use Thursday to move.
Oh, okay. I thought he was moving.
What did I just say?
You
gotta move.
I don't know.
You said that's the last thing you do. No, the last thing you do is move.
That's true.
You move out.
Well,
so much for your. When did you move? Before you closed?
First of all, Fred has like 200 jobs now.
Like, he does.
He's always doing something.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Like, can't you hire some dudes to move your stuff?
I'm surprised he doesn't have anyone sponsors him.
Yeah,
for a moving,
like two guys in a truck or something like that.
Yeah,
two
dudes in a blanket.
Yeah,
something like that.
Pigs in a blanket. I don't know.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, all right. Well, if he's moving on Thursday, that's...
Is that okay with you? That's acceptable?
I mean, it's acceptable, I guess. Like, I would say, you know, move on the weekend, but that's just me.
Yeah, you can't dictate his life.
Oh, yes, I can.
You don't get to pick when he moves.
Yes, I can.
Besides, they want you out as quickly as possible so that they can move in. It's all got to coordinate.
No.
You got to have the mushroom belt.
He had a rental place.
Mansion, it's got to coordinate.
He's got a rental place, and I don't think he's got to be out by any certain day.
Oh, he was renting?
Yeah.
Oh. I see.
So that your story's got holes in it.
Well, it's not like I'm deeply involved in Fred's life.
That's true. That's Barry Laminack that you hear. You may have just heard him with Joel Blank, and you're probably thinking, man.
Sick of this guy.
Yeah. It wasn't 3 hours enough? But the reality is I just saw the ratings. No one listened to that show anyway, so... Everyone, this is Barry Laminack.
Nice to meet you guys. First time host. Yeah.
He'll be here with
us. First time listener.
Until Jerome gets here. Because Jerome he's running a little bit behind. Am I right, Jong? He was supposed to be here. You confirmed with him when?
Monday.
Which was, most people's calendar, we refer to that as yesterday.
No, I'm sorry. This was last week when Fred said he asked for Tuesday off. This
so
was,
last Monday?
Let's see. No, this was Friday. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I asked him Friday at 5:12, can you fill in for Fred Tuesday? And I got a yes 2 hours later. And at 3:54, because Jerome sometimes usually comes in, you know, sometimes like you guys were, it's like right before the show.
Jong, I asked you, I'm sitting out there, I was like, where's Jerome? I told you, I said, have you seen him? John's like, no, he just shows up right.
Yeah, right on time.
So I just to make sure I text him, and then I go, you're still coming, right? And he texts me back, coming? Question mark. And then he calls me, and he goes, what do you mean am I coming? I go, I asked you to fill in for Fred, and you said yes. Check your text messages. He goes, I didn't get any of that. And he checks it, and he goes, ah, bleep.
Yeah,
and he's on his way in now.
Romy Rome let us down.
Yeah, and he lives in Kingwood, so that's going to be quite a trek.
Good luck. Good thing I have no life.
We'll see you someday. See you someday, Jerome.
It'd be funny if he didn't get here till like 6:30, and then just has 30 minutes left. It's like, why?
That sounds about right.
Just turn around and go back.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's why on Thursday, for Fred's second day off, Mike Liebeschock is going to fill in for him.
Who will be here.
Because Mike Liebeschock works on the other side of the office.
Yeah.
So I'm almost certain he'll be able to get here in less than an hour. Now, Mike is a big boy. He doesn't move real fast. Less than an hour for sure. For sure.
It depends if there's snacks in the big conference room on the way by.
That's true.
He may stop.
But Liebeschock's, he's on that diet grind.
No, he's not.
No?
Nope.
Hey. Your boy on his lunch breaks is like taking walks around the neighborhood.
He's venting.
Oh, is that what it is?
He's out there letting
off steam
off. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Well, either way, glad you're here, Barry. Glad you'll be able to fill in. We literally spent the entire minute and a half before the show prepping to do this show.
Yeah.
So we are
ready.
We're ready to bring the noise today, bring the ruckus, if you will.
The funk.
I'm going to guess you guys talked a lot of NBA on your last show, right?
We talked a little round ball. We did. Okay. We talked some Rockets.
You guys love the NBA.
It's Joel's specialty. I wouldn't say I love the NBA. I would say that this year
I'm
more into
talking it.
You're
definitely an active participant in the conversation.
What do you suggest I do, AJ? Turn my mic off and just...
No, I'm just saying you seem well-read on the topic. I mean, you're watching you're watching all the games. I mean,
yeah.
You're an active participant. And
it's my job to know sports.
Yeah, I watch all the Rockets games too. I just never talk about them.
Well, you probably hate them, so that's fine.
You love them?
They're my hometown team, yeah. I grew up a Rockets fan. Of course I did.
I grew up a Rockets fan, too.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe that.
Absolutely,
I did. Were you in Richmond when they won
championships? I had a Rockets starter jacket. How about that?
Well, that's the crowning achievement of fandom.
I'm just saying. Like,
you know what? You're not a fan unless you owned a starter jacket of said team. Otherwise, you're a poser. Is that what you're saying?
Red and yellow.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You had an ugly starter jacket. You know, you wanted to hear something weird. The only starter jacket I ever owned was a Cowboys starter jacket.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was good. You know why? Because it was on sale.
Even weirder. You're still wearing it today.
Shut up. I don't have it on right now. It's in the truck. Don't put that evil on me.
So
we talked Astros too. You got a problem with the Astros?
No, I don't have a problem with the Astros either.
I'm just checking.
In fact, the Astros are the local team that I find the most interesting.
Yeah.
I think the Rockets and the Texans are both in what I like to call no man's land, where they're okay. They're good.
They're third in the West. They're okay?
Okay. The Texans were fourth in the AFC. What are they?
They're below okay. They're below
interesting
average.
How that works.
Yeah, but they were...
It's all... Here's the thing. Where the Texans are relative to the Patriots is about where the Rockets are relative to the Warriors. So...
No. No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No.
You're one of those guys who's like, that was the closest five-game series in the history of five-game series.
No, but I'm just telling you, I think the gap is wider between the Patriots and the Texans than it is between the Warriors and the Rockets.
Maybe.
Much wider.
No, not much wider.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the most important position on the team is their weakest position.
Right.
Yeah. And because of that...
Defense is half the game. Offense is half the game. Texans, great defense.
Yeah, and
horrible offense. Rockets, great offense.
Yeah,
horrible defense.
Below average, not horrible.
Really?
Below average. Yeah. Below average.
Let's go with the statistical measurement.
Okay.
Of that.
So they gave up 127 to the Bucks. Big deal.
Is that good?
It's not great.
I'm not totally
it's not great. I
sure.
Think, I think what you're seeing is the Rockets are a little banged up.
Okay.
They've gone through a stretch here where they've lost what? 5 out of their last 8?
Yeah, I guess it's about right.
Yeah. But a lot of it has to do with I think they're a little tired. They're weary. They're feeling old.
That happens when you run the kind of offense that they do.
It does.
But that's also part of the gig. That's what they signed up for. That's what they want to be. When you get tired, suddenly it's a little harder to hit threes. And when that's the only thing you know how to do, it makes things somewhat difficult.
You sound like Joel now. Have you been listening to the show? They do more than just hit threes.
No, they don't.
Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Did you?
What'd they do?
Dude, the fourth quarter.
They lost to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. Well, the fourth quarter, there was tons of penetration. Sometimes your shot doesn't fall. And they played horrible defense and turned the ball over. It had nothing to do with shooting.
First of all, they shot
40% from three and 50% from the field.
They played horrible defense and turned the ball over. That's pretty much every game they play. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
That's a given with this team.
Yes.
Now, the difference is when they win, they shoot a ton of threes and they hit a high percentage.
What's a good percentage from three?
40? As a team, that's 40? Solid.
That's what they shot last night.
Yeah.
And they shot 50% from the field. The problem is they had 22 turnovers, which takes away from their ability to score when you're turning the ball over. You're taking points away and giving up points. And so I don't think, keeps saying their shooting's waning.
They also got out-rebounded by double digits because they've built this team to where they don't really care about what happens
That was my big concern at the start of the season.
They shoot the ball, and then they get back on defense. Quote, fingers, defense.
I mean, think about this, though. Three of their five guys on the floor usually, especially starter-wise, plays above average defense. Capella, Ariza, and Beverly. Beverly's been a stopper this year. Beverly's played well, so has Ariza. Those three guys play good defense. Not great,
Stylistically, you could put and here's what I'll say about the Rockets. The Rockets don't have a great defensive player on the team. Patrick Beverly's a good defensive player. He's a high effort guy.
I think Ariza might be underrated as
Ariza
a defender.
is a past his prime good defensive player.
Okay.
There was a time when I think Trevor Ariza was a much better defensive player than he is now.
I still think when they need to stop, if it's not somebody that Beverly's guarding, it's Ariza, and that goes for fours and fives.
The problem is when they built this team the way they did, and when you go up and down the court the way that they do, like, a couple good defensive players isn't going to make a difference because defense isn't a priority in the Rockets' game plan. And it won't be as long as Mike D'Antoni's there, and what wasn't really when Kevin McHale was here.
Yeah, it certainly isn't a priority.
So their goal is to outscore everybody, and some nights they're just not going to do that. And shooting 50% from the field, it's probably not going to get it done most nights, and especially for a team that doesn't play defense. So if your goal is to outscore everybody and have a ton of possessions and just volume bleep everybody, you've got to shoot better than 50%, and because the other team is probably going to shoot 55-60%, which the Bucks shoot last night, close to that.
59, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
They didn't have an answer for the front court players, whether it was Jabari Parker or Antetokounmpo, which I don't know if I guess he's a forward, so he is technically a front court guy. Greg Monroe and even Plumlee, they just don't have answers for teams that have good front court play. And I think that's the problem for them long term. But again, the whole point of this was I think the Rockets are in that no man's land where they're not bad enough that you want to blow it up and start over, just like the Texans aren't that bad that you want to just say, oh, everybody's out of here, we're starting fresh. But they're not good enough to win a title. So you're, especially as a fan, you're just in that weird spot of like, well, I know my team's not going to win a championship, but they don't suck. What is that? I mean,
that's welcome to Houston, baby.
I guess that's what it is. The Astros, I feel like, actually have a chance to maybe make a jump with what they've done this offseason. But there's a lot to be seen about that. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman with Barry Laminack. What do I read this, once an hour or something, Jung? You're ready to go. What's the deal on this? All right. Win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park and join Fred Fowler for day two of opening weekend. Wasn't opening weekend last weekend?
Yeah.
I think day two of opening weekend was
maybe she meant
Saturday?
Week two?
I'll just keep going. You got
well, yeah, that's actually the giveaway copy. I thought you meant the liner. The liner you read once an hour. If you want to give that away now, you can give it away now.
Oh, I just have to give this away once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Man,
what a mess.
Listen, what am I doing here? Enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section in Sam Houston Race Park. It's for this Sunday, January 29th, from noon until 2. That's not going to get in the way of the Pro Bowl, right?
I'll have to check with Fred.
Uh-oh. Pro Bowl's must-see TV. Everyone can play in the handicap contest. Top winner for the night will receive four finish line box seats for March 3rd, which is Camel and Ostrich night. Ostrich, it's spelled here. Ostrich. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Caller number... caller number 25. I'll go with the number of pounds. The number of pounds that Barry needs to lose.
Dude, I've already lost 10. Why are you hating on me? I've lost 10 in 2 weeks.
Thank God for the intern, right? 35 would have been brutal.
Shut up.
And
I've already told you before, you're fat too. You shouldn't be making fun
of me. I'm fat, but I'm strong too. Like, I lift weights.
Who cares?
No, so
one,
it's okay
no one ever goes,
fat.
Wow, look at that fat guy. I bet he's strong.
It works. It covers up a lot of problems.
I bet there's some muscles underneath all that fat he's got.
It's true.
Look, I bet his neck is really strong if you could get past all the chins.
Can you stop so I can do this professionally? Okay, my bad. Come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We're going to have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. Tickets starting at $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. I suggest you get out there tonight. And a late-night programming note, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, and Jermaine Every will be on after us at 7. Pretty good?
Pretty good. Well done.
Satisfied? All right.
I mean, it was all right.
I usually don't have to do any of that crap.
No, Fred does it all for you.
That's his job, yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a...
I see why.
Yeah.
That's the right call.
I found a story that I thought maybe you would find interesting.
Okay.
You ever worked with someone that you suspected of drinking too much?
Right now. You drink a lot. I'm worried about
okay,
you.
Okay, but
you do drink a lot.
You drink a
this
lot.
This is an intervention.
You're fat. It is surprise. Bring in AJ's family. Come on, bring them in. This is all a setup.
But do you ever think like I'm drinking during work hours or when I'm not? It's not an appropriate time to
don't
be drinking.
Make this about Fred. This is about you. This is about you, AJ. No, not during work hours.
Okay.
Although sometimes you do. In fact,
well, that's true.
Sometimes
there's
a
they bring
box of alcohol on the table.
Bud Light sent me beer today.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see that? You know what they sent me?
Nothing.
Nothing, because I don't have a drinking problem. You do.
Although you were like, you know what I'll do for those Bud Lights, right? Well. This guy in Allentown, Pennsylvania, was accused of showing up drunk for his job, which is never a good thing. I mean, if you're so drunk, the bosses take note, and they're like, man, you got to go. It's like the time, John, you remember when Fred had his stroke, and we thought that he was just drunk.
Yeah, that was...
And we were like, what the hell's going on? They got to send Fred home. And Fred was... I mean, he swore up and down he hadn't been drinking, although... was almost certain that he was.
I bet it turns out he just felt horrible, huh?
Like the 1% that he wasn't drunk was he had a stroke, and that's what happened. But we sent him home anyway because you also get sent home with strokes if you do radio for a living. It's not.
Is it in the contract? Or?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Well, you never want to get, like, if your bosses notice you're drunk, that's never good. And if you're so drunk, they're, you know, we're not talking like, oh, you just got the smell on you. Like maybe you didn't shower.
Like you had a margarita at Chili's during lunch.
Listen, the first 3 or 4 years of radio for me, like when I was single, I probably smelled like booze every day I came to work because usually I would be out on 6th Street doing shots and, you know, getting hammered and, you know, doing whatever I could. And I'd be like, well, I could drive home or I could stumble to my studio, sleep on the floor and wake up to do the morning show. That's what I did.
Nice.
So I probably always smelled like booze, but I was never like actively drunk.
And in the same clothes that you had on the previous night.
Always.
Oh, that's
always
great.
I was never sent home for being drunk, though, like this guy. Jonathan Rainieri he was sent home. That's not where the party ended, though. In his attempt to drive away out of the parking lot, caught a DUI. I mean, it's kind of irresponsible on management's part, right?
To send him home? Yeah.
To like say, hey, you've got to go home right now when he's drunk.
Why not get an Uber? Like, call him an Uber.
Yeah. He's facing DUI charges brought by Pennsylvania State Police. Police did not identify where he worked, but said
I was going to say, did it say what he does?
It doesn't say, but he showed up at work drunk around 5 p.m., was confronted by his management, and then left. And at 5:12, got hit with a DUI. Like, I mean, you know you're just enraged. It's you're so angry that you just got sent home.
That you get pulled
over. And then you get pulled over for DUI.
Suddenly you're not so mad about that.
Right. Suddenly, like, oh, the fact that I just got, I don't know if he got fired or what. Maybe he did.
Well, wouldn't that be great, though, if they were like, you know, we just can't have guys getting DUIs here. Like, you sent me home.
Yeah.
You made me drive.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been just fine laying down in the snack room. You sent me home. You forced me into this DUI.
Can you imagine if you were like, you go in to get some coffee and there's someone sleeping off their booze in the snack room?
That's shock on Sunday. It's just like, dude, get up.
What's he struggling on Sunday mornings?
No, he's fine.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make him the alcoholic of the show.
Is he?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Although one time.
He doesn't seem like a big drinker.
No, one time, I think it was when we were filling in for you guys. He brought Crown and we just sat here and got drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. While we did the show.
Did Joel drink?
It went okay. I don't know.
John?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Is Nick here?
No.
I need to know. We're hiring too many people who don't drink.
I know he drinks like Haterade on the Rockets, but I don't know if he drinks, you know.
Well, listen, this guy's probably drinking Haterade on the guys who
wherever
fired
he
him
got
too,
fired yeah. from. Yeah, and by the way, LFA brings up a great point. Weren't you and Jong and Fred drinking the other day on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we weren't drunk.
Weren't you, though?
No.
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 Hasn't Jong been drunk before
Jong
on air?
Jong has been drunk before.
And I know Fred has. I don't even have to ask.
But.
Without a doubt, Fred has.
Okay, but.
You've never been drunk?
No, not on the air.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
Oh.
I think you're lying.
Jong, have you ever known me to be drunk on the air?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall. Maybe.
That's the bright side of me being fat. I can drink a lot. Not get drunk.
Touche.
Like, if me and Jong drank the same amount, like, ounce for ounce, Jong would be dead, and I'd still be in good shape.
That would be me. Like, if I drink two, that's why, like, when I do a show, I can only have, like, if I have two shows on a Saturday, I'll have one Crown on stage for each show. Otherwise, I'll just be hammered and falling down, and I can't drink a lot at all.
Do you like it to get the edge off? When you're
doing
comedy?
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to go up there. You're a little more relaxed, yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, listen. if you are looking to make some more money or maybe just have a better life in 2017, maybe you got fired for showing up to work drunk and getting a DUI. You need something new? My Computer Career, this is the place to go. The IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even with no experience. Did you just turn my mic off?
No, I did. Sorry, wrong mic. That's my fault.
Come on, guys. I'm trying to.
How the hell could I turn your mic off?
Well, you pushed a button and my mic turned off. I was like, what the hell?
I'm a wizard.
Me and Barry pressed it simultaneously, except I pushed yours instead of Barry's.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got it.
Because I'm a professional, AJ.
Well, I'm not.
And I'm not.
Just let My Computer Career know that it's your fault, not mine. Listen, you can attend campus. Are you attend classes live on campus or live online to get the skills and certification you need to start your new career. Plus, they're going to help you get hired and advance with Lifetime Career Services. This is for real, guys. In 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. By the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow veterans. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. No Fred Fowler, Barry Laminack in for him until Jerome gets here. We're quilting a show together,
mm-hmm.
piece by piece. We're just seeing what we can come up with. And
I'm not even going to make an AIDS quilt joke. Not going to do it.
No?
Nope.
That's too bad.
I won't. I refuse to. Disco Biscuit said that Donald Trump doesn't drink and look where he
doesn't.
Is.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. That's why he's orange. That's jaundice. I'm pretty sure he drinks a lot.
He doesn't drink at all.
It's gotta be. He's a closet drinker then.
No,
something.
I don't think so. I don't think
all right.
so.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I know jaundice when I see it.
Yeah, it gets you to being president of the United States.
Apparently so.
Of America.
Look at you.
Of America.
All right.
Bill Belichick has come out and said basically what you expect him to say. Falcons look like a really great team. They are deep in the middle of studying the Falcons for preparations for Super Bowl Lee.
Is that what we're calling it?
I think so.
Okay. I was going to go lie, but all right.
There's no E, though.
Okay. L-I.
Yeah, like Jet Li.
Yeah, well, it's Texas. Lie. We pronounce the I.
It's a long I.
You get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can call it
this
Super
Bowl. This is Texas. This is what we say whatever the hell
what
we want.
What say you?
Yeah.
I would go with Lee, just because I'm Asian.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty obvious, AJ.
2-1, you're out.
Well,
you're just filling in for like the first hour anyway. Just shut up and go along with it.
You can't get the Asian guy to chime in on it.
Why do you think I keep an Asian producer for moments like that?
Because we don't need an expert opinion on LI. No.
That had nothing to do with you being Asian, right?
Here's an interesting question.
Interesting question. Is it, when it flood, it's lie. When no flood, it's Lee. But Bill Belichick said that the thing I noticed the most is just the team speed that the Falcons have. They're either as fast or faster than probably what the average speed is of their possession or of their position is in the league. So basically, he's saying everybody's faster than at their position than everybody else in the league. They look faster than almost every team they play, which it's about right. But he's got nothing but nice things to say, particularly about Julio Jones, which I don't know if you can I don't know if you can say anything bad about him, but they said that we saw this Matt Patricia said we saw him play and studied him. One of the most dynamic players in the league. He can run underneath routes, has great speed, great body control, great hands, and is very, very strong. He gives you lots of problems. Doesn't this happen every time Bill Belichick is in a Super Bowl? He just says a bunch of really nice stuff about the other team.
He does.
I guess that's kind of what
you have
to do. And then
he rips their throat out.
And then he tends to embarrass them more often than he loses to them, for sure.
Yeah. Do you buy what, you know, when he's, after the, he was like, oh, I didn't even know the Falcons had won. Do you believe that kind of garbage when he says it?
Not at all.
You think that's just him trying to play the role that he's built up as himself?
I think that's just him trying to play something up, because there's no way that's the case. There's no way he didn't.
I kind of believe it, though, because he's kind of that hermity weird.
It's his job.
Yeah, but I know. I know that. But what I'm saying is, I really don't think he cares at all about anything outside of his locker room. I honestly believe that. And I honestly think that he's not sitting around watching those games until it's time. Like, once they win, then it's time to move on. Then he'll look at who the winner is.
Like, that's, remember when everyone, I don't, if people buy into that. Bill Belichick's just a normal human, okay? I mean, is he more focused on his work than most normal humans? Probably so.
That's why he's the best.
Right. But that's like the people who really, like, there were people who really believed
magic.
When Nick Saban, they asked him about the election, uh-huh. And Nick Saban said, I didn't even know there was an election going on.
No, that's
it's ridiculous.
Dumb. Yeah.
More ridiculous or less ridiculous than
more.
The team you're playing next, they finished their game like 15 minutes before you did. You didn't even you didn't get an alert on your phone saying, hey, Falcons win the NFC.
He doesn't even know what the internet is. He doesn't know what's online and what's not online. Do you remember that quote?
I don't know
what's on. He probably calls it like Tinderface. You don't know.
He does that for effect.
By the way, that's copyright Mike Liebeschock. I stole his joke.
He does that for effect.
No, I believe that.
No.
Dude, you don't get to be to the level that he's at as a coach without that level of focus, and especially when the game just finished an hour or so before your game. Not even an hour, but whatever.
Somebody.
It was, he was in the locker room talking to Brady and patting him on the behind and getting him ready and let's go team go.
There's no way.
Yes,
there's no way someone in his circle,
doesn't matter, because he doesn't care. They know. He's probably like, don't bring me that information right now, I don't need it. Like, I'm focused on winning this game. It doesn't matter who won that game if we don't go win this game. Now, I don't believe the Nick Saban stuff. I think that's just him trying to get to that level.
Best.
But I think that's him trying to be Belichick, trying to get that to that level. But I think Belichick, in that circumstance, if Belichick would have said the same thing about the election, I wouldn't have believed it. But to not know that the Falcons won an hour or so before, I believe that from him in that situation.
Okay.
I think he's that focused. That's why he's that good.
I don't know. To me, why do you think that Bill Belichick is somehow better than Nick Saban at his job?
I don't know.
Like, why is Nick Saban chasing Bill Belichick? I mean, I think those two guys are equal in their fields.
Okay, in their fields.
I think you're looking at the greatest NFL coach versus the greatest college coach of all time.
Yeah, but I don't think
Nick Saban's won more titles than Bill Belichick has.
Yeah, but Nick Saban, I guess you're right. I mean, you're right. I don't really have an argument. That's a good point.
I mean, if one of them were going to be that crazy,
but I don't look at I look at Belichick differently than I do Nick Saban.
Why?
Like, I think Saban is I think he's a great coach, but I think Belichick has that label of being like the genius, like the mastermind. I think Nick Saban's just a hell of a football coach that does college football coaching better than anyone else. But I think that...
So you don't think he does all the focus on the game stuff that Belichick does? That's like he's just going out there and X-ing and O-ing guys or what?
No, I think he does.
Okay.
But I think Belichick is just a little bit better than him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But zero to back that up, though.
Not a...
That's just it's a gut
a
feeling.
Shred, yeah.
It's a vibe
it's
you're getting.
It's an opinion.
Off
that's my job, is
from
to give opinions.
The vibe you've gotten by looking at both of them on the TV screen, by, you said, you know what?
By knowing that...
I think that guy takes it a little more seriously, And that guy did know damn well the election was going on.
Well.
I just find it unbelievable that someone in that
I'll
locker
tell you
room,
this, though, you'd have never...
in the 15 to 20 minutes between those two games, didn't say, Falcons won their game. I mean, there's probably 100 people in that locker room. Somebody said the Falcons won that game.
No. Not to Belichick.
All right.
I'm sure someone said it. Like, the players probably knew. Because they're all on social media.
You think Belichick
media.
Is walking around like Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I think Belichick...
On?
No, I think
Hear
Belichick,
what you want?
No, I think he's got a flip phone, and he doesn't get alerts on it. And I think he probably still, like, clips coupons. Like, he's an introvert. He doesn't do all that internetting.
All right. We'll agree to disagree.
All right.
Take some calls on the other side of this. I see Anthony and Travis have been waiting. We'll talk to those guys. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen for your chance to win tickets to the Bill Barnwell Live Podcast during Super Week.
It's going to be super awesome.
Only on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
This is The Blitz with A.J. and subbing for Fred is Barry Laminek, and I am John Lee, brought to you by The Glass Doctor. So, Barry, you went to Subway for lunch today, right?
I did.
Did you go to lunch at Subway every day?
I do.
He has his own special down there, the Barry special.
Uh-huh.
You saw that the door was a little broken.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. So I went in there yesterday to get a sandwich because I forgot to bring lunch. And I told them about the Glass Doctor. And I told them they're open 24/7. They can come give you a price estimate over the phone. You can go to their website at glassdoctor.com. They do home repair. They do auto. They do business repair. And I told them that you won't get cheated out on pricing. They're quality experts, and they have upfront pricing. So, and it's so if you want to call the Glass Doctor, you call the Glass Doctor at 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
Did you catch a discount on your Sandy for giving them that?
No.
Good luck.
For some reason, now their sandwiches are more expensive.
I go down there every day. And like I don't you can't.
I don't know if they do $5 footlongs anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't.
They I think they made like a deal on 6 inches now, right?
Yeah, but it's six
That's
inches.
Like four.
6 inches.
$4. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
Only reason
man.
I do it is because it's close and I can get. It's relatively healthy. Since I'm dieting, trying to get thin.
Well, what did
I mean? Eating a giant piece of bread every day isn't going to help you get thin. I hate to break that to you.
Yeah, it is. I've lost 10 pounds, and I literally eat almost every day. I have a foot-long turkey and ham
on Italian. You put mayonnaise on it?
No, mustard.
Cheese?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, then how have I lost the weight, AJ?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
See,
are you not exercising?
No.
Is that the only meal you eat during the day?
No.
What are you eating at night?
Whatever. I'll have like a couple of dinners by a weight loss company.
Okay.
I'm not going to plug them because they don't
You'll
pay me.
You'll have a couple of them?
Yeah, because they're like only 200 calories.
Aren't you supposed to eat only one of them?
No. You
eat
two. Dude, they're 200. Like, they're like between 200 and 300 calories.
Well, that'll get you to lose weight.
I mean.
Yeah, and it'll make you starve and then you like kick the cat or whatever.
Do
like,
you
that's
exercise?
Not, I started last week when I was in San Antonio. I had that gig in San Antonio. I ran a mile and a half three times.
This dude says, what other explanation could there be? Like, he thinks that the giant pieces of bread he eats every day are what's making him
dude,
lose the weight.
I lost 8 pounds.
And then
no,
I say,
I lost 6 pounds the first week and I didn't exercise.
And then I say, did you exercise? And you're like, oh, yeah.
I ran a mile and a half 3 days last week. That's it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, when you're not exercising, a 200 calorie meal is fine.
No. No, you got to still eat about 1500 calories. It's not
a meal?
No, for the day.
Oh, okay.
I used to eat 1500 a meal.
How many calories are in that sandwich you eat?
I don't know. It's not that the turkey and ham isn't that bad. It's like 280 for a 6 inch.
Okay.
So it's about 500 or so calories.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get like a I feel like oil I'm on trial. And vinegar
am I,
and everything.
Am I on like fat trial right
yeah,
now?
This,
am I going to
is.
Fat jail?
This is fat court.
If I dun, 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 dun.
Order. No order. What do you want to eat?
Okay.
I'll take two large pizzas.
Yeah, I would like a couple of burgers.
What do you eat at breakfast?
Usually I'll just have coffee. That's okay. It. No breakfast. Because I'm like I said, I'm doing a weight program.
Okay.
It's a weight loss program from someone that I'm not going to plug.
Because you're doing it, you're paying money to do it, not doing it for free.
Yeah. Okay. And so, but it works. I've done it before, so I knew it was effective and worked.
Okay. When you drink coffee, what do you put in your coffee?
Equal.
Okay.
That's it.
No cream?
No. Every once in a while, I'll get one of those sugar-free, like, you know, French vanillas.
Oh, yeah.
Pour
yeah.
one in there. That's it.
Okay.
No cream. Usually just equal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should exercise more.
I used to.
You've got time.
I ran a marathon before. I know how to exercise. Okay. I'm like a runner. I like, you know, I mean, hell, we used to train.
But I'm just saying, why don't you run now?
Because I'm 43 and I'm lazy. Mm. I don't, I mean,
how
I started
time,
running.
How much time a week do you spend playing video games?
What? Let's go to the calls.
Because let's go back to your 43.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how when you're 43, you're too old for exercise, but not too much to spend most of your days playing video games.
Yeah, I play video games.
Okay.
What's the big deal?
You spend more or less time more time exercising or playing video games in your average week?
I just told you I just started exercising again.
Let's go to Anthony. Sports Anthony. You're on the Barry is Fat show.
I hate you so much.
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, y'all need to try that that foot-long Philly cheesesteak for $6.
Listen,
no,
that's not going to make Barry thinner.
Dude, that's way too many calories, Anthony. Anthony, how much do you weigh? How much do you weigh, Anthony?
195.
How tall are you, 5'2"?
6 foot.
You're a damn lie, Anthony.
Which one of Barry's chins is your favorite?
Those aren't chins. Those are extra smiles.
Oh.
Those aren't chins. Those are just...
Dude,
just,
you got to...
I'm just happy. Those
like
are extra smiles.
You make a goatee so it frames your extra chins. Why do you do that?
Because I can't grow a beard to hide them.
Damn, that's a shame.
Because then I look like a fat 12-year-old without a goatee. I got to have some facial hair.
What do you got going, Anthony?
Hey, so what do y'all think about Matt Ryan for MVP?
I think Matt Ryan is the MVP. He should be. I think so. If I had a vote, that's who my vote would be for. I think that you can see such a night and day difference between what the Falcons are when Matt Ryan plays well, like he did this year, versus when he played poorly last year and they were a total train wreck. I think that he embodies MVP. I mean, the just year to year, looking at his play versus the team's performance, to have his team doing what they're doing, running the best offense in the league, I think he's the MVP.
Yep, getting that monkey off the back, not fading down the stretch. All the things that
everybody kept saying it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Fred was sure.
I think
Fred is still pretty sure that he's going to blow it at some point. But, I mean, you remember everyone said that about Joe Flacco when he made a Super Bowl run. Like, Joe Flacco is about to melt and cost him a game. And then not only did he not cost them the game, he literally put that team on his back and won them a Super Bowl.
You think Matt Ryan's doing that? Putting the team on his back this year? Is that
what
him?
It looks like.
Is that him or is it the fact that he's got weapons and an offense?
He had weapons last year. You know what I mean? I think Kyle Shanahan makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I think the offensive line coming together and staying healthy, I think he's had the same offensive line for every game this season, which is almost unheard of in the NFL.
That makes a huge difference.
And the defense this year has been respectable. So all those things combined, I mean, I think that's where you're seeing the success. But I think the two most key things are the addition of Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan just playing at a much higher level than he did last season.
And a lot of that probably has to do from maturity and being through this.
Well, and it could also be that you found a good fit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why it kind of sucks that the Super Bowl is probably the last time we see those guys together.
Yeah.
And we'll see Kyle Shanahan coaching whatever horrible quarterback the 49ers end up with, and then his career goes into the crapper. But
poor guy.
But you know that
we've already killed his career and hadn't started yet.
I mean, he killed his career. And you know what? I'll say this: I think the 49ers was the worst job that was available this offseason. The Rams right there with it.
I was going to say,
but it boggles my mind. I think there were, what were there, five jobs open
yep.
or six?
Buffalo,
San Diego, or well, both LAs now.
Yep.
San Francisco, and there's one more. Cleveland? No, not Cleveland.
Jacksonville. But
yeah, but that one was filled.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
but
real quick.
All of those. Oh, and Denver. So there was seven.
Yeah.
So
damn, I forgot about Denver.
All those guys. To me, Kyle Shanahan and Josh McDaniels were the two best options, and now we're down to one team left with a job opening, and neither one of those guys have jobs. And you notice that those two guys, their teams are still playing, and all the other crappy head coaches that got hired, their teams were eliminated a while back. So yeah. No big deal. It fascinates me that teams are in such a hurry to hire the wrong guy instead of waiting around and letting guys play their things out. But that's why I'm not an NFL GM. All right. I promise we'll take some more calls on the other side. I've been slacking on that, but I don't know. If the calls suck, we're going to stop taking them. We'll be back. It's a Blitz.